Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number, as always, if you want to get us between now and two this Friday. As you know, it's Wish Week here in News Talk, and we're all trying to do our bit for an incredible cause, helping to raise funds to make children's dreams come true. Kids who are battling illnesses of all different shapes and sizes. And we're trying to do our bit here on Lunchtime Live as well this Friday. But let's just remind ourselves of what this is all about. Here's mum Yvonne Minto chatting about her own son, Shane.
You don't know what the outcome is going to be. There's so many different levels of spina bifida. Shane had hospital visits and doctor's visits, and you're up and down to the hospital. So it does. It takes a little bit of a toll on the family. It does. It was last year I applied to Make-A-Wish, and his wish was granted in June.
I asked to go to WWE, and they managed to get a few tickets for me and my family to go to it.
We thought we were just going to get ringside or something like that, but Make-A-Wish said the organisers of Tree Arena was giving us a boost, our own private boost. It was amazing. He loved Finn Balor as well, so they organised that for us.
It was nice to have, you know, just a family moment, spending time together, and obviously watching something that me and my brothers grew up with.
It is just amazing to give all children with illnesses to live their dream, because you'll never get that back again, that moment, that time we had together. But no matter how many times, we'd never get it back again.
That was a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, what an incredible chance and opportunity to get as a family for Yvonne and Shane to get to spend that time together as well. There's 229 of those wishes, like Shane talked about there, granted last year, and over 3,600 since all of this started in 1992. But they've 301 wishes now on that wish list that they really want to grant. So we really want to make those dreams come true. So far, we have raised over €101,000 and 94 cent. And today, I'm just being told, our target here in Lunchtime Live is €110,000. That's where we need to get to between now and 2 o'clock. So we are asking the Lunchtime Live listeners to dig deep, to donate whatever you possibly can. If it's 1, 2, 5, 10 euro, whatever you've got spare, every single cent counts this Friday. You can donate online. It's makeawish.ie/donate. And because we are asking you to donate your hard-earned cash, we want to do our own bit here on the programme as well. Pershing Coleman lost his challenge and ended up having to wax his legs. Anton Savage has been dressed like a clown all morning walking around the studio. And Claire Byrne was in here choking on chilies yesterday. So I don't have any idea yet what I am doing, but my producer Niamh Hamill is with me here in studio smiling like a Cheshire cat, which I wish she'd top, because that very smile is making me incredibly nervous. So what am I doing? Be kind, please.
Andrea, there's no need to be nervous. It is Make a Wish Day, so we thought, what better way than to challenge you? You chat to Lunchtime listeners across the country every single day, all corners. So we said, you know, you're always going on. You know your geography inside out.
Do
Gilligan's
we?
Island.
Oh, stop! No!
So we said, okay, let's see. Can you chat to 32 people from 32 different counties all before 2 o'clock today?
Oh, gosh,
so it'll
right.
be quick.
Yeah, okay.
And
well, we do this every day, but not from
no,
every single county.
We're going
to
switch it now for you. So they're going to be asking you questions. So they're going to be calling in from each county, and you have to guess exactly where they're from.
Right, so it's general knowledge, Duster, is it?
It's general knowledge. It's a bit of a guess where they're coming from. And then do you know the local facts?
Yeah, probably not. What if I, if they're a regular caller to the show, if I recognise them, I might
Andrea,
know the accent.
Listen, people can get in touch between now and two, so we'll keep you on your feet. And then the big thing is that we need to see how well do you know the country, how well do you know the counties.
Oh, God, me.
And if you, out of 32, if you get less than 25 right, you're going to have to do a forfeit.
What is it?
This is a Donegal woman's worst nightmare. We have a Kerry jersey for you.
I think I might have preferred to wax my legs, to be honest. So I have to what? Put it on?
You'll have to put it on. And probably drive all the way to Donegal.
This is because you know I got home for the weekend.
Exactly.
This is why.
In a Kerry jersey.
Oh, God, no. Come on.
So we want people to keep donating, keep getting in touch, and we want you to have your knowledge tested and have a bit of crack because the time is ticking.
Yeah. When are we talking to the callers about this?
I'd say we might have someone on the line now. So
now?
Yeah.
Here I am telling everyone we're talking to Dermot Bannon on the show today.
Listen,
okay, so we're starting now.
We might as well go ahead.
Katie, is it Katie's on the line. Katie, normally I would ask where you're calling from or I'd say where you're calling from this afternoon. I suppose I can't do that now. So what's your question for me?
Hi, Andrew. My question is, where is Daniel O'Donnell from?
Ah, County Donegal.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay! Is that as simple as this? Ah, come on. Great. Brilliant. Okay, it's a good
start.
We're
starting off easy. We're easing you in. Okay, easing you in even more. A town we know and love very well, Ballyshannon. But what is the population of Ballyshannon?
Oh my God, I'm only after copping. That's Katie Gallagher on the line there. I didn't cop that. Oh, Katie, when I lived there, can that count? It was probably about 2,500. But now I am going to guess, oh, this is desperate if I don't get my hometown population right. It's got to be, it's probably, is it, I don't know, 2,000?
2,246.
Oh, that's close.
Ding, ding, ding.
We'll take
we'll
that.
We'll give you that. Well done, Andrea. Fantastic.
Right, 1 out of 32.
One
so is
out
that,
of 32.
We're done?
Yep.
With Katie.
On to the next.
Katie, thank you very much. What number do people call if they want to get involved? 1800-453-106, I assume.
That's
the
it.
Usual line, get in touch.
WhatsApp as well.
So we've Donegal ticked off the box
Ding.
So far. Right, we've 31 counties. Clodagh is with us. Good afternoon, Clodagh.
Hello.
How are you?
In my county, you'll find the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland and the city of Saints and Scholars. Where am I from?
Where are you from? My God. Okay, right. Had I have known this, I might have brushed up on a little bit of general knowledge.
Do you have a clue there?
Yeah,
Clodagh?
Go on. Have you anything else for me?
It's the apple of Ireland's eye.
Anything else, Clodagh? We're drawing a blank.
No.
This fair county is the home of the Ring of Gullion and it's known as the area of outstanding natural beauty.
I'm just taking a total guess here now and I'm just going to guess County Down, but it's not that, I know that. Where are you from?
You should have known when I said beauty.
Where are you from, Clodagh? You're from
Armagh.
Yeah, the orchard. How did I not? Yeah, okay. I just did not think of that at all.
One
at
right,
least I was in the right
wrong.
Province, though, I suppose. Okay, that's so we're one all. Clodagh, thanks a million for being a good sport. 087-1400-106 if you want to continue this pain that I'm being put through here, or if you simply want to get involved and donate, it's makeawish.ie/donate. I think Ben is with us. Ben, good afternoon.
How are you, Andrea?
To be honest, I've been better, Ben, now. I've been better.
Look, it's all for a good cause. That's the main thing.
Well, that's true. That is true. So what are you going to quiz me on?
The place where I'm from is home to the two Johnnies.
You have to be from Tipperary.
You'd be correct.
Yes. Okay. Great. So that's even another question.
Yeah. A little bit of a fact for you. Can you tell me which political party was founded in 1912 in Tipperary?
Which political party was... I should know this now. As somebody who did history for the Leaving Cert, this is desperate. Which political party was founded in Tipperary? Oh, God. Oh, I know people are screaming at the radio right now. There's no clock ticking on this, is there? No. I'm gonna take a punt and say Labour Party.
Correct.
Oh, God!
Well,
not a bad punt, Ben. Thanks a million for being a good sport. makeawish.ie/donate is the number. Emily is with us on the line.
How are you, Andrea?
Well, we're getting there.
This county is known as the flattest in Ireland.
The flattest county in Ireland. I'm going to say that it's Westmeath. Meath. No, go on.
It's actually still there.
Oh, damn it! I should have bloody known that. And I'm just actually after realising that I had another chance with the second question before I asked you to tell me where you're from. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around these rules while we are live on the radio. But yeah, what was your second question? Even though now I can't get it right.
So Paul Mescal is famously from Kildare. Or what town in Kildare is he from?
It's Maynooth, isn't it?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, damn it. Surely I get a half point for that. Do I get a half point? I'm giving myself a half point. I think the rules are being made up as we go along. I'm taking a half point for that. Emily, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. If you have a question today, if you think you are going to be the voice of your county, we are looking for 32 people, I'm told, across 32 counties in the country to quiz me on how well I know our Emerald Isle. Amy is with me. Amy, fire ahead.
Hi, Andrea. I like your making up of the rules. So, which county was Ireland's first president from?
First president. Oh, my God. This is actually mortifying now on national radio that I have to keep guessing this. First president.
Do you want his name?
Go on. Keep going. Give me the second question.
Okay. Where was Moon Boy filmed?
Roscommon. Yes, okay. That took me a second. I can't believe that is the bit I got. But anyway, thank you very much. I'm trying to think here. Maybe they're going to shout in my ear. The production team are roaring at me constantly. How many callers have we got through so far? We've had Donegal. We've got through five. We've had Kildare. We've had Tipperary. We've had Roscommon. 087 1400 106. The number if you want to get involved. We're looking for people from every county in the country. Jim is with us. Jim, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. My question is, Lisa McGee wrote a very famous television series about a portion of this country involving four girls and a little English fella.
She sure did. Derry Girls.
Evan Derry is right. So, your second question... Your second question is... can you tell me who the patron saint of Derry is?
Oh, God. No, I can't tell you who the patron saint of Derry is, Jim. Surely there was an easier fun fact I could have got. Who is it?
Well, sure, he's a Donegal man.
Oh.
Colm Kills, St. Columba.
No!
From Garton.
Oh my God, this is mortifying. Oh, Jim, thank you for getting in touch though. That's Derry. The donation line, makeawish.ie/donate. Yeah, Shane Coleman was onto something with waxing the legs. Sheila, I think, is with us. Sheila, what is your question?
I have a question. Roy Keane is a very famous person in Ireland. What county is he from?
Cork.
Excellent. And can you tell me the name of the river that flows through Cork City?
Lee.
Well done.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Great. We got Cork right. I have a few friends in Cork who would be pretty disgusted, I'm sure, if I didn't get that right, Sheila, here at Lunchtime Live. Makeawish.ie/donate. That's where you can continue this pain and misery for me this afternoon. John is with us. John, go ahead.
Okay. My county is where the 2024 National Overall Pub of the Year winner is from, and the Hard Shoulder was broadcast from there on the 12th of December 2025.
Oh my God, and I'm a publican's daughter, so if I don't get this right now, I'm going to be I'm going to get shot this evening when I get home. Where? So the 2024 Pub of the Year.
Yep, Overall National Pub of the Year.
Yeah, and the Hard Shoulder and the Hard Shoulder broadcast from that pub in that county, and I have to guess where it is. Jeez, I don't know why I'm thinking could it be Offaly, but I don't think it is.
No.
No.
Nope, nope.
What's the second question you have for me?
The second question is, we hold the record All-Ireland hurling titles. All-Ireland title.
Right, you have the highest number of All-Ireland hurling titles.
Yes. No, that's fairly simple.
I don't know. I'm taking a punt here. My boss is from Limerick. Clare? Limerick? I'm going to go with Limerick.
Nowhere near it. Kilkenny.
Oh, no! Christ!
Yeah, 36 All-Ireland titles, so no one hears it.
Kilkenny didn't even enter my head. For a moment I was thinking, could it be Tipperary? And then I was thinking, it couldn't be Tipperary. We've already spoke to someone from Tip. Kilkenny.
Yeah, and the pub then is Malzard's in Stonyford.
What's it called?
Mazzards in Stonyford.
Mazzards in Stonyford. Well, if it's the best pub in the country 2 years ago, I'll have to make a trip there someday. And after this, I might need it. John, thanks a million. Fair play to you for being such a good sport. We are looking to talk to people from every single corner of this country today. If you want to get involved, if you have questions to quiz me on how well I know our beautiful Emerald Isle, it's 087 1400 106. We want to hear from you. I think we've got, is it Adrian on the line? Is that... Adrian, good afternoon.
Andrea, I'm not sure about this Gilligan's Island nonsense.
Oh, Adrian, this is mortifying. Well, first of all, I can already recognise the sound of that voice, and I know it's Adrian Barry from Off the Ball.
Yeah, no points for that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's fair enough. And I know Adrian Barry. I would take a 99% chance Adrian Barry... No, sorry, you ask me the questions first before I go guessing.
You might barely be halfway in the door, Andrea, but despite having no airport, the county that I come from is the birthplace of cheap European airfares.
You were from Westmeath.
Correct.
Yes. I knew it was Athlone, but there was a part of me thinking, are you the Roscommon side of Athlone? But didn't we had a Rossi on, didn't we? Yeah, I thought, God, I can't even remember. We're going through that many of them already. Right, what's your second question for me, Adrian?
Second question is, I'm going to scale it up a bit here, right?
Stop.
There's three parts to this. I'll take two correct answers.
Oh, Adrian, you can't insert more questions into it.
Let me get my Tourism Ireland message out of the way to begin with. Athlone is not the county town of Westmeath, but it is acknowledged globally as being the prettiest and best town in the Midlands generally. It is the home also, Andrea, of a holy trinity of famous people. So here you go, three clues. I'll take two of the three to give you the point. One is a current Ireland rugby international, plays for Leinster. He has nearly 80 Ireland caps. One is a former government minister from a political family dynasty. She was Minister for Education.
Mary O'Rourke.
There you go. And the other was a global operatic superstar from the 20th century.
Adrian.
Ireland's greatest ever tenor, Andrea. I know you're big into your opera. He was. The clue I'm going to give you here was he was a count. A count.
I'm thinking, like, Athlone is surely where we're talking about. But if you're, if I have, so sure, I have to get, that has to be a point for that.
Well,
I've got to get
I'm looking
that right.
For the names. Yeah, you have one of the three. The other one I'm looking for is an Ireland international, plays for Leinster, nearly 80 caps. I'm going to give you his first name and I'll take a surname. Robbie.
Henshaw.
Good woman.
Oh, go. Did I get that right? That was a total punt guess. I shouldn't have admitted that, but it was. I thought your last question actually was going to be referencing Niall Horan there, but...
I've refused to do you know...
Who is the opera singer you were talking about, though?
John Count McCormack, Andrea, as you know well.
Sure, as I know well. I'm just so impressed you knew that. But Adrian Barry, fair play to you. Thanks a million for showing me up even more here on Lunchtime Live today. 087 1400 106 is the number. At this point, and I can't even tell you how many people we've talked to, but I know we've got to get 32. Liam is with us. Liam, what's your question? Go easy, please.
I'm going to go easy because I've seen you struggling there for a while.
Thank you.
So the first part of it is the home of Shane Lowry.
The home of Shane Lowry, you are from Offaly.
Okay, that's... I thought it was going to be easy on you.
Yeah,
and
well, that part is...
Part of the question is, Kilkenny is known as the Cats. What is Offaly known as?
Oh, now wait a minute. Not the Premier County. What? Oh, God, this is going to kill me now. And our Offaly listeners are probably roaring at the radio as I struggle with this. Go on, tell me and put me out of my misery, but I know...
I'll give you a little
go
clue.
On.
I don't know if it's a Bifron or a girlfriend. I'd like them to be this.
Say that again?
I don't know if you have a Bifron or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or whatever, but you'd like that opposite partner to be...
Faithful this. County. Bloody, when you were saying it, I was like, is it? No, it can't be that. And it's only... yeah, you probably would want them to be remotely faithful, I suppose, anyway.
I'd say you would, yeah.
fair play to you, Liam. Thanks a million. If you want to get involved with us here today, if you're from any of the counties that we are missing so far, I can't even tell you who we haven't spoken to, but it's 087 1400 106 if you want to get involved. You can make your donation. We are trying to grant wishes for 301 children who are currently on this wish list. It's donate online at makeawish.ie/donate. That's where you you can that's where you can spend your hard earned cash. John is with us. John, what's your question today?
Yes, Mickey Hart, GAA manager from this county.
Tyrone.
There you go, there you go.
Second question for me.
Second question is, this town and Letterkenny are regarded as having the longest main streets in Ireland.
This town and Letterkenny have the longest main streets in Ireland. Oma.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Cookstown.
Cookstown. Right, I have to be very honest with you. I did not know that, Liam, at all. I couldn't even guess that. But thank you very much for getting in touch. That, of course, Liam, our Tyrone listener. Apologies, that's John. Dylan is with me on the line. Dylan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm all right. But yeah, go on. How are you?
Actually, not too bad. I'll get into the question. So,
yeah.
By area, my county is the second smallest in Ireland. Where am I?
The second smallest in Ireland by area. I am going to guess Carlow.
Correct.
No way. That was a total guess. But anyway, go on. You'd never think I got name one in geography in the leaving, would you? But just shows you what a good putting the head into the books can do for you and learning it off by heart. Second question for me.
Okay. This one might be slightly harder. Which critically acclaimed Irish actress, now current Irish actress, spent a large part of her childhood growing up in Carlow?
Oh, Saoirse Ronan.
Yes.
Woo! Who knew I knew so much about County Carlow? Dylan, thanks a million for getting in touch. Rosie is on the line. Rosie, how are you?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm okay. struggling along here, but we're getting there. It's all for a good cause, and I hear the donations are starting to come in, which is really all that matters, even if I am making a holy show of myself on a national radio. But what's your question for me?
So my county, the Mary Wallifers are from here.
Oh, you are loud, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am.
Okay, yeah.
And what famous connection does Louth and the Sydney Opera House have?
Just repeat that again for me, Rosie.
What connection does Louth and the Sydney Opera House have?
I have absolutely no idea.
Peter Rice from Dundalk was the structural engineer for Sydney Opera House.
Did not know that, but that is a very good fun fact for a pub quiz for you to have for again. And now the rest of our listeners can know that. Rosie, thank you so much for getting in touch. That's another one I've got wrong. That might give me an update here. They're frantically on the phones. 087 1400 106. The production team are behind us. We are still aiming for €110,000. That is our target here on Lunchtime Live this Friday. Makeawish.ie/donate. That is where you can get involved. Own, I think, is our final caller before this break. Owen, give me clues as to where you're from.
I will. Okay, so the first one, I think, should be handy enough. The highest peak in Leinster is in my county. Can you tell me the name of it?
Kildare. No, we already had that question, didn't we? Yeah, we had that question. The highest peak in Leinster, Wicklow.
Yes, and can you give me the name of it for a bonus point?
Oh, damn it. No.
It's tricky enough. I can give you a clue.
Give me another clue. Yeah, go on.
It starts with L.
Sorry, say that again?
It starts with L.
Starts with L. No, I'm not going to get that. There's no point in me even guessing, because even what I thought it was, that doesn't start with L. So go on, what is it?
Lugnaquilla.
Lugnaquilla.
Yeah.
So that is the highest point in Leinster.
Yes, it is.
Lugnaquilla. Okay. Owen, fair play to you. Thanks a million for showing me up even further. I've been told that we've talked to people from 14 counties so far across the country. We need to get to 32. Oh my God, out of 14, I've only got 6 questions fully right and a few half points, which they're telling me that doesn't even count. And if I get anything less than 25, I'm strutting around in a Kerry jersey for the foreseeable future, which will do nothing for my hopes of trying to go to another Donegal game. Stay with us here on Lunchtime Live. We are going to take a short break. We're going to continue raising funds for makeawish.ie. Now, as you know, our challenge here in Lunchtime Live for Make-A-Wish this year, I have to talk to callers from every single county in the country. I have to guess where you're from. You're asking the questions. You're quizzing me today. If you want to get involved, if you think you're the best spokesperson for your beloved county, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We are asking you to donate, though, to help raise funds. Our target is €110,000. It's makeawish.ie/donate. And my producer, Niamh, is back with me in studio. Yeah, we'll talk about this off air, but that was absolutely horrendous.
Listen,
how many have we talked to?
We've done 14. So you've done really well, but we've a lot more to go. 32 counties now. So we really, really want people to be texting in, getting in touch. If they can chat to us, please do. I think we're looking for Sligo, Fermanagh, Cavan, Monaghan, Mayo, Wexford, a lot of the country.
Right. So if we've callers from any of those counties that want to join us here in the programme today, 087 1400 106. How many have I got right and wrong so far? Can you tell me?
So you absolutely smashed Donegal. Not surprisingly.
Well, that would be horrendous. I should be sacked if I didn't get that right.
You did well for Tipperary, Roscommon, Cork and Westmeath, Offaly, Carlow. So you're okay, but you could really up your game now at this stage.
Thanks a million.
I have to say.
Fair play to you. Right, we're continuing on. Dermot Bannon, though, is going to be with me very shortly here to answer your home improvement questions. Again, though, if we don't hit this €110,000, I'm what, strolling around in a Kerry jersey? Is it Donegal
woman
for the weekend?
We have to hit that target. We need you to get as many right, and we need all our listeners to just keep donating for a great cause. God.
Carl is with us. Carl, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Ah, Carl O'Sullivan. Leash. I know the answer to this question before you start.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. My voice gave me away.
It did, yeah. You're very recognisable now, but go on. Go easy on me now, will you?
What festival is held in my county, Andrea?
It's Electric Picnic. My favourite festival every year, Carl O'Sullivan.
And number two, Andrea, what colours does my county wear when they play in Croke Park, say, hopefully this summer?
I know this. It's blue and white.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, there you are. Leash, GAA.
Leash follower. Knowledge. Yeah.
Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million. Right, what's that, 17 more counties to go. Marcus, where are you from?
Well, I'm not going to tell you straight away. You have to guess. Trick question, that one. Yeah. Yeah, listen, best of luck.
Right.
Hopefully won't make it too difficult for you, but a bit of history first. Oh. In 1477, Christopher Columbus apparently visited here. And the second question is, some of our fields are so famous that they're celebrated in song at most international sporting events.
I feel like the field one.
Yeah, that's Athenry, Galway.
Yeah, well done. Well,
yes, thank you very, very much.
Ding, ding,
thank
ding.
You for that last clue. That was a good one, Marcus. Fair play to you. Okay, what's that? We're looking for people from 16 more counties. As Niamh said, if you're in Waterford, Wexford or Cavan, please get in touch. Laura's on the line. Laura, go ahead.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm all right.
So my county's main city was the European capital of Christmas for the last 2 years. And my county is also home to the oldest city in Ireland.
Sorry, give me the first bit of that again, Laura.
Yeah, so the first one is my county's main city was the European capital of Christmas for the last 2 years. And my county is also home to the oldest city in Ireland.
The oldest city in Ireland, Waterford.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding. You got
Brilliant.
It.
Is that your
history degree is coming through?
Yeah, I know. Thank the Lord for this. That's your two questions, is it? Yes.
That's my two questions,
So that was a little less painful. Laura, thanks a million for getting in touch. If you want to donate, makeawish.ie/donate. That's where you can help us out here today. As I said, we've over 300 wishes that we're trying to grant for children across the country. June is with me. June, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. I'll be a little happier now when we get into the 1 o'clock hour and we're heading towards the home stretch of this. If I can manage to get a few more right. So tell me where you're from or something about it.
Well, we have Ireland's number one tourist attraction in our county.
Right.
And Marty Morrissey is from my county. where I am from.
So it must be Cliffs of Moher in County Clare.
We really
need a ding 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 or something.
She's
here.
On a winning streak here.
Yeah, this has been a better break for me. June, thanks a million for not being too harsh on me. Katie is on the line. Katie, what's your question?
Hello, I wish I made these harder actually, and my accent's going to give it away.
Not necessarily. I got tricked by one or two earlier. I kind of relied more on the accent than I did the question, and it was my downfall. Off you go.
Fair enough. I feel my question's far too easy and you're going to get it right away. But anyway, we are hosting the FLA in the summer and we play in yellow and another colour in the GAA.
Well, down Antrim, is it? Is that where the FLA is? The FLA?
Which one are you going for?
Sorry, give me the first question again.
So we are hosting the FLA in the summer.
Right.
And then we play in yellow and another colour in the GAA.
You play in yellow and another colour in the GAA. Mm-hmm. Antrim.
You nailed it. Well done.
Yeah. Well, when you paused there for a second, I was like,
you wouldn't
what?
Get it, and then you'd have to go around wearing the Kerry shirt.
I was like, did I just say something bananas there? Thank you very much, Katie. Appreciate it. Please keep donating as part of Make-A-Wish here on News Talk this Friday afternoon, the 17th of April. As you know, Make-A-Wish grant incredible life-changing wishes for children with really critical medical conditions. We're trying to make this year, 2026, though, the biggest wish week yet. Every single cent counts. If you've got 50 cent, if you've a spare euro this Friday, if you have 2, 5, 10, whatever you can possibly spare, we'd really appreciate it at Make-A-Wish. It's makeawish.ie/donate. That's where you can get involved this afternoon. I can't believe we've already managed to get through 19 counties. Callers in every single corner of the country, it seems. We're going to keep chatting to listeners. If you have a question, what counties have we still to go to? We've got to get to Cavan and
Monaghan.
We're
looking for Limerick.
Right.
If anyone from Limerick,
listeners, get in touch with us.
Longford, Down. Now, I feel I'm giving away counties that you haven't guessed, so I don't know how much I can tell you either.
087 1400 106. Every single cent matters. So whatever spare change you have today, we'll take anything at all. And you guys have been incredible over the past hour and a half. We have already hit our target of €110,000, but we're going to keep going forward. You can get in touch online. It's makeawish.ie/donate. My forfeit in all of this, my producer Niamh Hamill is back with me in studio. How many counties have we left to talk to?
We have another 12. So you've blitzed 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
If that was the only challenge, that'd be fine. Except I had to, I've been quizzed on the spot about my general knowledge of the country.
This is the whole thing. So a bit of a reminder for people. So your rules for today, you have to chat to 32 people from 32 counties before we're off air. You've about another half an hour, so it'll be quick.
God, right. Okay.
And then you're going to be asked questions about each county. And basically, you have to guess where the caller is from. With these questions.
Yeah. How am I doing? So we've 20 done.
You've
12 to go.
20 done, 12 to go. You had a winning streak. You got 6 in a row.
I did not, did I? Go on.
But before that, so can you repeat that now? Or what are we seeing?
Well,
and remember, your big thing is that you need to get more than 25 counties right, because if not, you're going to be ending the show in a Kerry jersey.
Which no Donegal woman wants after last year. Eric,
I don't think they'll let you back in.
No, Eric is on the line. What's your question, Eric?
How are you doing? Fair play so far. You're getting through the list. Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The county where I'm from, where I live, okay? I hope you're good at music. Are you good at music?
Oh, wouldn't be my strongest point, but I'm beginning to question what is after this afternoon, so go on.
That's okay. Look, we'll go with the Cranberries.
Right.
You know the county where the Cranberries
Limerick.
Are from. Very good.
Oh, that was the first question. Brilliant. Okay, good stuff.
Good stuff. Okay, now we'll give you a little bit harder. This one's a little bit harder, so hopefully you'll get this one. Right. So in the county of Limerick, there's a town called Foynes, and it's very famous because a coffee was invented here. So this coffee, it came because back in the day when they were crossing the Atlantic by aeroplane, by those flying boats, they used to stop in Ireland after a long trip across, and the passengers were cold and frozen and maybe even frightful. So they were given coffee, and there was a bit of whiskey thrown in, and there was a little bit of cream. And what's the name of that coffee?
It has to be an Irish coffee, just. It has to
very
be.
Very good. Well done.
Is that it? Oh, grand.
Yeah, that's it. Irish coffee.
Irish thanks a million. When you were starting to tell that, ask me the second question, I was thinking, I haven't a notion of what he's talking about. But then as you got that little bit closer about heating them up and the long trip, I thought it could only be a good old Irish coffee.
Great description.
Exactly.
Yeah, really well good. Eric, fair play to you. Thanks a million for getting involved today. And as I said, for everybody listening, it's makeawish.ie/donate. Right, it's 1:30. I've 11 more people to get to Mother of God. Katie, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little better than I was.
I just want to say it's an amazing campaign you guys are doing, so fair play.
Thank you. Well, it's all down to the people telling their stories now, to be fair, but they've been, everyone has been a great sport and really helping us out. So I hope you're going to help me out, Katie, though.
Well, I'll give you an easy one to start, right? So I live in the Royal County. Where am I?
The Royal County has to be Meath.
Yeah, right. So the next one's slightly harder. Which famous monument in County Meath is older than the pyramids of Egypt?
Give me the question again.
A famous monument in County Meath is older than the pyramids of Egypt?
Oh my God, I don't know the answer to this. And I know that I should. I know there's like some fifth class history lesson telling me that I should know the answer to this, but
you should know the answer to this.
Yeah, I know.
It's so obvious. It's the most famous monument in County Meath.
Monument, though? Because initially I'm thinking it's something to do with the Book of Kells, but it's not. So the monument. No. What monuments are there? Newgrange.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, you got there.
Oh, yeah. I have to be honest. I was even just doubting myself massively there. Was it Newgrange? Oh my God, thank God for that. That could have been mortifying. That took longer than it should have. And I'm just only grateful here, Katie, that they've half forgotten about the timer that's on me. Miriam, how are you, Miriam? How are things?
Great stuff. You're playing a blinder there.
I don't know if I am, but it's for a good cause and it's the only reason I get involved and do it. So anyway, how are you going to help me out?
Good. Well, I'm going to start you off with a little bit of history, first of all.
Right.
So the clan chieftain, Fergal O'Rourke of Breffni, was seated here. Name the county.
It has to be Cavan if it's Breffni. Breffni County. Breffni, is that what you said?
The clan chieftain Fergal O'Rourke of Breffni.
No, it's Mayo.
Here. It's a lovely county. It's a lovely county.
Leitrim.
Yeah.
How many guesses are you doing now, Andrea?
Three guesses. Does that even count? That really threw me.
You were just thinking out loud before you gave.
Yeah,
the
I know. I need that's the usual,
answer.
Miriam. I need to just shut up. You know. Breffni is kind of what threw me there. But anyway, go on. Right, the first part's right. So we're in lovely Leitrim.
You're in lovely Leitrim, and a little bit of popular culture now. So this one should be easy enough. Renowned as the hen and stag capital of Ireland, can you name the town?
Carrick and Shannon.
Yay!
What a great spot. I try to get there at least once a year to Carrick. Miriam, fair play to you. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us today. Is that three? Did I get the three of those right?
You've done.
I did.
Meath there.
Limerick. With Eric.
And Leitrim.
And Miriam.
Kind of a half a point.
Ah,
nearly
stop.
There.
Okay.
You kind of did.
Right.
Get
in
it.
Fairness, we'll I did take three
you.
Attempts. Right. Makeawish.ie/donate. We are trying to get to €115,000. Sophie is on the line. Sophie, you want to test my knowledge, which at this stage I'm, exhausted. Go on.
No, brilliant work so far. My question is, these people are notoriously frugal with their money and very good at recycling their tea bags.
I don't even want to answer that. Our poor Calvin listeners, that's not fair, Sophie.
We're not all like that. And my second one is, we have a lot of lakes in Cavan. Do you know how many there are?
Oh, Mother of God. I should know how many lakes there are in Cavan. I should know the answer to that, shouldn't I? I would take a punt that it's got to be... It's 365, isn't it? Is it?
It is.
It is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's elements of this. It's funny, you know, when you're doing, because there's a part of me wants to, you know, if you were actually at a quiz, now I'm just doodling on the paper, but I'm conscious that we're here on radio and people are listening. But as is often my issue in life, I'm saying what's in my head out loud, first of all.
It's all coming back to you.
It's all coming back very slowly. But Sophie, thanks a million for getting in touch from Cavan. I know that we haven't spoke to anybody from Kerry yet. I know that we haven't talked. We did talk to Armagh because I got that one wrong. Yep. And that is really annoying me. I don't think we've talked to anybody from Mayo either. So if you're in those counties, we have now talked to Sophie there in Cavan. Monaghan, we haven't spoken to anyone in Monaghan either. 087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. Keep the donations coming in. We are trying to hit €115,000 by 2 o'clock today. It's makeawish.ie/donate. Martina, good afternoon.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are things? Okay.
Not too bad. I have two very, very easy questions.
Good, because I could do with a bit of a break here, Martina. So.
Okay, so here goes. Love Island UK and the Traitors US star, Maura Higgins, is from this county.
Longford.
What county? Very good.
Didn't even need to finish the question.
No, I know that one. Now, that's got to be bad if I didn't know that. Go on.
Okay, the next one, just as easy. Can you name the Woodland Holiday Resort in Longford?
Centre Parks.
Well
ding,
done.
Ding, yay! I thought you were going to ask me. I nearly thought you were going to ask me what is the local radio station, to which I would have known the answer because it was my first ever job. But Martina, fair play to you. Thanks a million for getting involved. Chris is with us. How are you, Chris?
Andrea, how's it going? You're on a roll. Hopefully the accent doesn't give this one away.
You know, do you know what? Twice now today, I have relied on the accents of the Lunchtime Live listeners and I have fallen foul on both occasions. So I am not going to do that today, Chris. I'm not going to do it with you.
Well, you're going well anyway, so keep it up. One of our greatest import exports, Oscar Wilde, was educated in this county.
Ooh.
Okay, that's...
He went to school in this county.
You might have to guess this one, Andrea.
I think I am going to guess it and I'm going to guess Monaghan.
Oh.
Why?
Fermanagh.
Oh my God.
Enniskillen, yeah. He went to Enniskillen, Batora College.
God. That is terrible. And I'm going to Enniskillen as well, part of the weekend. Oh my God. How did I not think of that?
You can redeem yourself here with the second question. It's a bit easier. So can you name our largest lake in Fermanagh?
Jesus,
this is testing her geography now.
And you know what,
Gilligan's Island.
Do you know what's really bad, right? My dad is like, our family connections to Fermanagh are, you know, like we have huge family connections to Fermanagh. My grandparents were from Fermanagh. I'm from probably about 7 kilometres at home from the border of Fermanagh. So if I cannot get this right, and I just can't think of it off the top of my head. I'm completely...
I can now say the first question I could change to our second greatest export was Oscar Wilde, after you, of course.
Well, no, I'd love to lay claim to Fermanagh, but unfortunately not. And if I was to rely on your accent, as I partially did a little bit there as well, Chris, I too would have said Monaghan. So there you go. No,
yeah,
it's a border
It's a border accent.
It is. Yeah, go on. Put me out of my misery. I cannot believe I'm getting this wrong.
So the largest lake in Fermanagh, the Loch Earn.
Oh, mother of God, I can't believe I got that wrong.
Andrea, I think you need to make a visit here pronto.
You won't believe it. I'm actually going there tomorrow, Chris, and I know that I'm going to be blocked and barred from... I cannot believe I did not guess. Loch Earn? Why is this live radio and can we make this end and put me out of my misery, Chris? Fair play to you. Thank you. How on earth did I not guess that?
Five more to go.
Makeawish.ie/donate. Anya, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm too afraid to go out and leave the studio and check my phone because I can only imagine the messages I'm going to get from family, like, and they're right to be disgusted with me for not guessing Loch Earn, so please make it a little easier this time.
Well, mine shouldn't be too hard. My county, Hope, the presenter of the late Patrick Keelty.
That's County Down.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay. And your second question?
My second question is, these set of mountains in my county inspired C.S. Lewis in the Chronicles of the Narnia.
Give me that again.
So my county hosts a mountain range that inspired C.S. Lewis to write Narnia.
It has to be the Mourne Mountains.
I'm telling you, I've just saved you from Fermanagh.
I know. I just cannot get over that. Sorry. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Anya. And thank you for your questions. I'm still not over Chris. Oh, fair play to you.
All is redeemed.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's not really. 087 1400 106. That's the number. We're still looking to chat to listeners. I know we haven't talked to anybody from Kerry yet. I don't think we've heard from Mayo either. Tony is with us. Good afternoon, Tony. Is Tony with us on the line? I think we've got Tony. They're telling me in my ear we've Tony with us. Is Tony there? Tony? No, we'll come back to Tony maybe in a little. You can hear me, Tony. You can? No, we'll come to Tony. So, Breathe is on the line. Breathe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're on the home stretch now. We've surpassed our target of 110. We're heading inching closer to 115,000. Hopefully, with the Lunchtime Amazing. Live listeners. Yeah, there's so many donations coming in online at makeawish.ie/donate. So how are you going to help me out? And I don't even know if I can possibly be redeemed from having to wear this Kerry jersey home at the end of the show today. But go on.
Okay, so I'll just give you my first question. So there's a very famous poet, W.B. Yeats, and he's strongly associated with this county.
Sligo.
Of course.
Yeah. Yay! Jesus Christ.
Yay, you're on the up now.
Yeah.
Okay, and my second question is, there is a warrior queen buried at the top of a mountain here.
Maeve.
Can you name the warrior queen? Of course.
Yay!
And the mountain?
Oh, no.
She was too quick.
No. Sorry, give me it again.
So you have the warrior Queen Maeve.
Yeah.
She's buried at the top of a mountain in Sligo. What's it called?
Oh, it has to be Knocknarea.
Yes.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Listen, I have so much doubt in myself. I still am at Overlock, Erin. But anyway, in Fermanagh, that of course is Breathe and Cavan. Breathe, fair play to you. Thanks a million. Tony, I think, is with us. Is Tony there? No, we'll come back to Tony in a moment. We can't have many counties left to talk to, Niamh, have we?
I think it's only about four or five
now. Still have four or five left to go,
so
have we?
We
right.
still have to keep going. You are doing great. That was a much better round. Just Fermanagh, I don't think you'll ever be allowed in now, Andrea. That's kind of the issue.
No.
And please, if everyone can just keep donating, we want to kind of see you
No, we don't,
tested.
Though. Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we're getting donations in. So it's makeawish.ie/donate.
Tony, what's your question?
Andrea, we don't want to see you in the Kerry jerseys. This is an easy one. The greatest Ulster footballer of all time is not Michael Murphy. He's a guy called Conor McManus.
Right.
Which county did Conor McManus play for?
Monaghan.
Broke. Yeah.
And will I get a bonus point if I say Clontibret? Surely that'll redeem me for my locker and faux pas.
We'll give you one more, Andy. just rub the salt in.
Go on.
Monaghan and Donegal have met 15 times in the Ulster Championship.
Right.
Twice in the All-Ireland qualifiers. That's 17 times. Now, think with your head, not your heart. And I'll give you within two. How many times have Donegal beaten Monaghan? And it's not very many.
So the question is, it's just
17 times in the Ulster Championship and the qualifiers. And Donegal struggled to beat Monaghan. So out of 17 games, and go low, how many times have you beaten Monaghan? And if you get within two, that's a correct answer.
This is a hard one now.
It's a very hard one.
And I want to answer with my heart and not my head.
No, you don't want to wear a Kerry. Go really low.
That jersey is getting closer and closer, Andrea.
They beat Monaghan and Clonus last year anyway. I remember that.
Yeah, but you won't beat us this year.
You must have been at the league final in Croke Park a few weeks ago. I'm going to say four.
Oh, well done. It's five.
No way! Go on!
Only
we'll
five
give you that.
Times, and it won't be six this year. Thank you, McGuinness, I said that.
Oh, I should certainly will. Tony, fair play to you. Thanks a million
well
for getting
done,
in touch. Oh, that wasn't too bad, actually. Yeah.
No.
And I'm giving myself an extra half point for the first question. 087 1400 106. If we haven't talked to your county yet and you can quiz us, please get in touch. It's makeawish.ie/donate. Back in a moment. Cameron is with us. Good afternoon.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad. You're another one. Cameron, of course, Cameron Hill off the ball.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, and I knew the voice straight away, but I'm actually not 100% sure where you're from either. Do you know what I've learned? Yeah, the things you think you know, like Lockern, they're the hurdles you fall at. And I don't know enough about some of my colleagues. That's what I've learned about myself today. What's your question for me, Cameron?
Okay, so this might help. We're okay at football. We have some beautiful islands and mountains. And we're great on a sandwich. Where am I from?
Mayo.
I love the sandwich line.
I love this. It was the sandwich actually gave it away. Go on.
Okay, for a bonus point, this year marks the 40th anniversary of the official opening of a famous Mayo facility. What is it?
Oh, God. Give me a clue now. A 40th anniversary of an official Mayo
opening of a famous Mayo facility that Christy Moore wrote a song about.
This is very vague.
Yeah.
Name any Mayo facility. Come on.
No, I'm...
It's a blank face here.
Nah, give me another clue.
Another clue?
Yeah, another one.
I'm trying to think of something that won't totally give it away.
Right, just put me out of my misery. I know it's Mayo, though. We got that part right.
Yeah, you narrowed that down. It's Knock Airport.
Oh, mother. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was only talking about this the other day. The problem with this is going to be the first time in my life that I will end up cursing a national radio if I'm not very careful here. How did I not get Knock Airport? We were only talking about it.
Yeah, we were only talking about it.
We were only talking about it the other day. Yeah,
it's the end of the week. We'll put it down to that.
It's nearly the end of the show. And yeah, it's the thought of this Kerry jersey that I can see that's been brought into the studio here as we speak. I cannot believe it. That's Fermanagh and Knock Airport. I'm barred for life and for good reason as well. Cameron, fair play to you. Laura's with us. Laura, what's your question? Please. Oh, yeah. That was easy. I should have got that. How are you going to quiz me today?
So it's very serious stuff. So we're very famous for our strawberries. Where am I?
You're very famous for your strawberries as Wexford.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Phew. Well done. Now for the next question, a slightly harder one. We're also incredibly famous for our beautiful beaches. What beach was in the film Saving Private Ryan and also Brooklyn with Saoirse Ronan?
Ooh.
It begins with a C.
Begins with a C. I'm only after Cop and that's Laura Mullet, is it? Yeah, I know. I knew the voice there just for the second question. Sorry, give me that question again. Now my head is just exhausted at this stage.
Do you know what? You're being quizzed like it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but you're not winning any money. So I understand.
Well, we're raising money. So that's all that matters.
I love it. It's amazing. So what I wanted to ask you was, there's a very famous beach in Wexford, and it begins with a C, and it was in the Hollywood films Saving Private Ryan. And also in Brooklyn.
It's Wexford Beach. I'm going to pronounce it wrong now. Is it Curraghclough or Curraghclough or something?
That's it.
Is it?
Oh,
yes.
Well done.
Yes. How do you pronounce it?
Curraghclough.
Curraghclough, right. Curraghclough. I can see the name, but I just wasn't really sure how to pronounce it. Curraghclough. Okay, we'll take that. Laura Mullet, fair play to you. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Makeawish.ie/donate. Our target, Niamh, we're
at 115 grand.
We're at 115 grand. Okay, amazing. Yes.
To raise as much money as possible.
Keep them coming in. We'll have a final update and we've about 3 minutes and I must have won. How many more counties? Have we won two to go? One?
I think you've only won. I don't have good news here, Andrea.
Right. Hang on. Well, before you break bad news, I think we have Josh Crosby, our reporter, who's in Limerick. Josh, how's things going there? Because you're out with the fundraising teams.
Hi, Andrea. Well, I can safely say the people of Limerick are being very generous today. The fundraising here in Dun Stores in the city centre has been going great since volunteers started shaking buckets at 9 o'clock. Shoppers here know how valued Make-A-Wish Ireland is by families, and they've also been telling me how impactful the stories on News Talk have been throughout the week.
I listen to News Talk and I commute a lot, so I've been hearing it all week, so I was very aware. So actually there I had the change in my pocket coming down because I just heard you about 10 minutes ago. So
it was through News Talk that you heard about some of the stories of people affected?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a fantastic foundation, so happy to support.
Well, your few cents will go a long way.
Thank you very much. All the best.
You're in for a bit of shopping, but you decided to donate. I see you were doing it with the card machine.
Yeah. I don't carry cash anymore, so yeah, the card is very handy.
without having that app there, I suppose
I wouldn't have been able to donate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's obviously it's a charity, it's a good cause, so I'd like to donate. You know, if they want to maximise that what they're going to get, they need to have that feature. So.
Hi there, David Thompson here from Grant Thornton. Here down in Dunn's doing a collection for Make-A-Wish. The generosity has been fair good. Everyone's been fair nice to us. We're here until 4 o'clock.
So the buckets are starting to fill up a bit?
They are, yeah. They are. Everyone's been fair sound. Like, from the minute we started, everyone was throwing money in at us, and they having the I Donate app as well is fair handy. Like, if like, they don't have the change, they can throw the Donate app, like fiver or like 2 euro or whatever. It's fair handy.
What's been the biggest donation yet?
I think there was a 15 euro 15 20, something like that. It was decent enough. Now,
so you said you're in for the shopping?
Yes.
And you decided to donate to Make-A-Wish?
I donate to anyone I can help. Anything got to do with children is good. I think that makes them happy.
You'd always donate to a charity, would you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's your good deed done now for the day.
I know, I have a lot more to do.
Oh, fair play. Josh Crosby, thanks a million. Josh in Limerick, we've about a minute and a half. I know there's one county we haven't got to. Niamh, how have we been doing? 31 done.
31 done, and I'm afraid the Kerry jersey is going on.
I kind of knew I lost.
Now,
how bad did I do, though?
You did... not as bad as we might have thought,
what?
But you did.
You've little faith.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, the main thing is we started this show with 101,000 euro raised for Make-A-Wish, and it's 115,000.
No
now.
Way.
So
oh, my
thank
God.
You to our
thank you. Thank you so much to the Lunchtime Live listeners. Let me see if I can, just before we go, redeem myself. We've one more caller, and I know whoever you are, I know you're from Kerry.
Oh my God! You know what?
Don't I'm going to make pictures.
I'm going to make pictures of this,
oh,
right? And put
no.
it on. No, hang on. And put it on T-shirts, right? And when Kerry and Donegal meet in the championship this year, I'm going to give them out to all the Kerry fans. No. And at the end of the match, do you know what we're going to do, Andrea? We're going to drink Loch Éireann dry.
Tahi O'Shea, I know that voice anywhere. I've actually been made put this Kerry jersey on me here in studio, struggling with it. The headphones, oh my God. Dahi, that's much harder than you'd think, you know.
Come here, what do you mean? Putting on a Kerry jersey or answering all the questions? Which one?
Both, to be honest with you. Oh, I can't say it fits. It doesn't fit. No, it's that. Well, like, obviously it wouldn't, you know what I mean?
And she's driving to Donegal in
driving
that
to Donegal in this.
I want you stopping in shops for coffee, for petrol and everything, taking pictures in the Kerry jersey all the way to Donegal and Fermanagh tomorrow, Mrs. Oh, this is great.
Dahi, fair play to you. Thanks.
Do you know, Andrea, you should have worn that for the alarm last year when we had a good few drinks together.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully we will this year, and hopefully it'll be the other way around, and maybe you'll put on and don the Donegal jersey for us, Dahi, this year round.
There are worse jerseys I can put on, but the Donegal jersey is class, I have to say that.
Thank you very much, Dahi. Fair play to you for being such a good sport and getting in touch with us.
And to Make-A-Wish and all the gang.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Guys, makeawish.ie/donate. The Lunchtime Live listeners have so far today raised, what, over 15,000?
Over 115,000.
So
we got 15,000 just from Lunchtime Live listeners alone.
That is unbelievable. We really appreciate it. We know the listeners, Lunchtime Live listeners, are absolutely great supporters, super people. What an effort for all of you today. 32 callers from 32 counties, every single corner. What I've learned, though, the things that you thought you knew, maybe not so well. Loads of places we have to get to over the next couple of months to learn a little bit more about some of these beautiful counties. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you so much to Katie and Cohen Ball for sharing their story with us this afternoon. Dermot Bannon as well for popping into us. To all of the production team here who have been doing Trojan work in the background. I didn't know what was happening today. Fair play to them. Thank you for listening. Makeawish.ie/donate. That made me love Mary, the Rose of
Tralee. Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.